up? What's up? Welcome back to the Mobile Oil Change Podcast, the only podcast on the airwaves that's dedicated to owning and operating a mobile oil change business. And I'm your host, Tyrese Burton, the owner of Mom's Mobile Oil Change, a Philadelphia-based mobile oil change that services Montgomery, Philadelphia, Bucks, and Delaware County. And I created this podcast because I have a passion for the mobile oil change industry, a deep burning passion. I started my first mobile oil change 20 years ago, and I did it because it was the best idea ever. And then I restarted a mobile oil change in 2013, and I did it because, well, I needed to pay my bills. And then the time came where I needed to make money. But we're not going to talk about my story. Welcome back. I'm glad you're listening. Thank you for joining. If this is your repeat listener, if you're a subscriber, because we have about three of them. So thank you for subscribing. And in this episode, I wanted to talk about something that, as you may or may not know, is true to my heart and dear to my soul in this business and for providers. And that's your website and your SEO. Now, most of you know what a website is. I'll say some of you. I don't know, most or not. Some of you know what a website is. But we're going to talk about what a website is. Now, firstly, a website is a representation of your business on the internet. If you were to put your business on a truck, it would be look like what? Like your wrapped vehicle that you have, or the one with the sticker, the logo on it? If you were to put your business on a business card, what would it look like? What would it look like on a shirt? On a billboard? I think you understand what I'm saying. So, if you were to put your business on the internet, what would it look like? Would it look like a Facebook page? Go to my Facebook page. Would it look like an Instagram? Go to my Instagram. Maybe it's a Jot form. Click this link. Fill out this form. Or maybe it's one of the most expensive, well-designed websites that man has ever seen. Maybe you don't have a website. In this case, we're not talking to you. We'll talk to you about why you need a website. So, now for those of you that have the most beautiful, well-crafted, functional website in the world, then that's great from a design aspect. But I can tell you one thing from an SEO aspect, it's not doing well. And those of you who don't have anything, what are you doing? What do you think? How do you get your customers? The internet is the most free, democratic place of them all, meaning www. You own that space, that hosting space, you own it. And as long as you don't violate the terms of your hosting provider, which are laid out clearly, then you have no problems. If you're relying on a third, fourth party, I don't even know what number they would be considered. Facebook, Instagram, Jotform, like I said, Wix. I'll give Wix some credit. But when it comes to scalability, then, and God forbid you're one of those guys that's locked into one of those local companies like Local 411 or something. Oh my gosh. What's the other one? There's a few of them. God forbid. Call me right now. So, let's talk about the importance of a website. The number one importance of a website is representative. Well, depends. Let's start from the beginning. the number one importance in designing the website, the number one importance in having a website, whatever we're talking about specifically, no. We're talking about the number one reason, the number one purpose of your website is to produce revenue. There's only two types of websites in the world. Websites that give away information and websites that sell you something. The ones that give away information, well, we all know. If it's free, then guess who's the users? You see how many ads you're seeing every time you go on that website. Anyway, now, some of you have websites, like we said. Some of you have the best websites in the world. We established that. What is the purpose of your website? Is it to give away free information? Or is it to collect money? Now, me personally, I believe that the purpose of our websites in this industry should be a combination of both. Because the free giving away of information is relative to your SEO, and the collecting money part, I don't even look. We're not even, anyway. So, if you don't have a website, or you do have a website and you're just giving away free information and you're not collecting any money from that website, then why is that? And as I analyze websites and as I analyze the industry and the service providers in the industry, because trust me, I've looked around and I see how many of you have websites, how many of you have the best websites in the world, and how many of your websites are giving away information or collecting money. And I see a need. I see a need for me to do this podcast episode to inform those who are listening to this that you need a website if you are a business that collects money primarily. You don't have to give away any free information, but you do have to have a website that collects money. Now, if you have a website that gives away free information, or you have a website that collects money, this website has to be optimized. You know, you heard of that search engine optimization, SEO. You probably heard it 1,000 times. What is it? What is SEO? Search engine optimization. So let's break it down. What is a search? What is an engine? What is optimization? Now, we all know what a search is. You're looking for something. What is an engine? An engine is something that powers something. So in this case, it's powering the search. Now, what is optimization? That's what you need to focus on so that you can be optimized. What are people searching for? Or what happens when someone searches? They're given a result. So when they're given a result, that's where optimization plays into the factor. Google handles the search engine part. Don't worry about that. They created that. You don't got to deal with that. So, but you need to be optimized for that search engine result. Because what's happening when someone is searching for something, they're looking for something. They're looking for the best answer. Well, yeah, they're looking for a answer. But Google is looking for the best answer for this person's search request. So they're searching the internet. The engine is powering the search. So it's searching and it's trying to find the best result. Now, the way you become the best result is by optimization. What is optimization? There's a lot to optimization. We're not going to cover that in this video. Someone asked me the other day, how will this website help my SEO? And the first question from looking at their website, it will allow SEO to be done. Yeah, you can go Google your, you can do a page speed test on your website, and it's going to tell you that you have a 98 score. I can do a comparison on your website and it'll tell me that it has a 78 score. But what I'm going to tell you is your website is not ranking. It's not showing up at the top of Google. There's only a few that are. And some are showing up in other areas because they're optimized better for other areas than you are. So if your website is optimized perfectly, good, very strategically and effectively, then good. I'm happy. I see some companies who are, because they're popping up number one at Google. But they're the same companies that's popping up 20, 30, 40, 60, 100, two states over. Because the ones that's in that area are not optimized. So, what we're going to do, hopefully, is be optimized for our areas so that we can receive the benefit of being optimized. That means when someone searches for Google, you're popping up at number one. Now let's go back to number two or number three, or you're popping up in a relevant area where they can get to you and consider you as an option. So now when we talk about optimization, there's a lot of ways to optimize your website. The words, the keywords, the headings, the subheadings, the content on the page has to be a certain length. Your pictures, if there's a map on the page, there's a lot of things. And these things have to be done in a way where you have to be, okay, so now websites, just because you have a website don't mean it's on the internet. Even if you can www.boom to it. If your website is not an option in a Google result, whether it's page one or page 1,000, it's not on the internet, because no one knows it exists except the people you tell about it. And when people search for it, it's not an option to come back as a result. So that means it's not on the internet. That's just good as being on your local server. But anyway, we're not talking about that. We're talking about getting your site optimized. So if you have a site, talk to your people or contact me, Tyrese, at Mom's Oil Change, because I have something coming that will help you with this. And if you don't have a website, then definitely contact me, because I have that already in place where I can build you, help you get you a website built. Rise Automotive Innovations is a company that I've created that will handle all of the aspects of helping other mobile oil change businesses be more successful. And that will include web development, SEO, local SEO, that will include advertising, such as programmatic advertising, targeted to, like, just say you want to send ads to people who've been to Jiffy Lube. Let's say you want to send ads to people while they're at the dealership. Let's say you want to get your ads on people while they're watching TV, while they're home watching their Netflix and they didn't pay the extra $10 and they have to watch the ads. Guess where you can be at? That's where we're going to focus our advertising attention at. Google is great, but we're going to teach you how to just maximize Google, because if your SEO is properly done, then you don't have to spend thousands of dollars on Google, not even hundreds. You just have to, we're not talking about advertising. So what I'm saying is, we got that covered. Mom's is more than a mobile oil change, as some of you may know. You know, we are in this for the long haul, and we are in this for the industry, and we're trying to make some things that the industry can benefit from and utilize. Again, we just created an API. Okay, we're talking about SEO, right? Yes. Okay, so back to SEO. Now, once you're optimized, then you're going to be popping up in those Google results, and people are going to go to your website. Now, this is not a one, you know, magic pill. But it's part of the pie, and it's a large part of the pie, because let's say the average website in the automotive industry, factually, not let's just say, is converting at 3-4%. Let's say you have 1,000 Google searches. You have more than that, but let's just say you got 1,000 Google searches and they convert at 3-4%. And this is happening every day, every month, every week, whatever the ratio start to build out to, because now you're a valid option in those Google results, and that, and combined with your other marketing and advertising efforts, because there's on-page SEO and there's off-page SEO. Just having a website and having it optimized is not the complete package to SEO. Like I said, there's a lot of things involved. You have citations, you have backlinks, you have a lot of things. You have, listen, you have directory listings. Mom Rise has a service where we can get you listed in over 300 directories. the top directories. BMW has the directory. Did you know that? But we can get you listed in that directory. That package will be listed soon. I think it's set at about $2.99, a dollar per directory, because these are actual entries. These are no, you know, look. Talk to me, and I'll listen, and I'll talk to you, and I'll help you out. Again, this is the Mobile Oil Change Podcast. This was an episode about SEO and the importance of it, and websites and the importance of them. So, again, if you don't understand, then go ahead, contact me on any platform that you're listening to that allows you to contact me, leave a comment, or just call me, inbox me, email me, tburton@momsoilchange.com, and 215-767-2125. You can go to momsoilchange.com, and the other site will be up soon. Book your oil change online. And again, thank you. This episode was sponsored by bookyouroilchange.com, the only marketplace for mobile oil change providers. If you're a mobile oil change provider and you want to take advantage of the group co-op marketing and effort and concept, then visit bookyouroilchange.com, where you can join the co-op and the marketplace of mobile oil change providers and benefit from the shared pooled resources. Thank you. This is Tyrese Burton, and boom, boom, boom. We done.